Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty for a Palmer man accused in a drug-related double homicide in 2016. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Anchorage says it's only the third time in the past 25 years that a formal intent to pursue the death penalty has been filed in an Alaska case. According to the indictment against him, 32-year-old John Paul Smith II committed several drug robberies that culminated in the fatal shootings of Wasilla residents Ben Gross and Crystal DiNardi in June of 2016. Prosecutors say Alaska state troopers found Gross and DiNardi dead in a burning home, along with another injured man. Smith was a suspect from the beginning and was arrested after 2 weeks of intense surveillance. Prosecutors announced today that if Smith is convicted, they'll seek the death penalty. That's a formal declaration made by U.S. Attorney Jeff Sessions following a review by Department of Justice officials in Washington, D.C. The last Alaska case in which the Department of Justice sought the death penalty was in 2008 against Joshua Wade, who ultimately admitted to two murders in a deal that allowed him to avoid execution. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the only other Alaska case in modern memory seeking the death penalty was in the 1990s. Capital punishment is not an option under the state's judicial system, and the last time someone was legally executed for a crime in Alaska was prior to statehood.